Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And there is a great new docuseries on Netflix about Bernie Madoff, the monster of Wall Street. Joe Berlinger is an Emmy-winning and Academy Award-nominated filmmaker, and he brings this to us on Netflix. It starts streaming today, and this looks fascinating, Joe.
I hope so. I was certainly fascinated making it.
Yeah, I'll bet so. And I mean, we're talking about $64 billion, a global Ponzi scheme. And kind of refresh our memory, if you will, on exactly what a Ponzi scheme is.
Yeah, I mean, a Ponzi scheme is basically you take money from one investor and pay off new investors with old investor money, and you're not really doing any investing at all. You're basically robbing Peter to pay Paul, and you're hoping more money comes in than goes out. And that, in fact, happened for decades. Bernie was able to pull off the largest Ponzi scheme in history, basically taking in new money and having old investors who, you know, if they took out periodic withdrawals to pay for college or whatever expenses. He had, you know, investors that were with him for decades, and they assumed it was legit money that they were getting nice returns on, and they would be cashing money out from time to time, or sometimes investors would pull all their money out, as people do.
Right.
And you, in order to do that, you need a fresh supply of money coming in. And so he duped people into thinking he was having these incredible returns and consistent returns. And so people kept giving him money. And, at one point, the music, you know, came close to stopping during various financial crises. And he had large investors who would give him new infusions of cash. But finally, in 2008, during the global financial crisis, the mortgage meltdown, when the entire world was collapsing and people were losing homes and losing 401ks and everything was going down, people were pulling money out of everywhere that they had it invested because they had to conserve cash.
Right.
And so this once-in-a-lifetime black swan event called the global financial meltdown caused Bernie to cause his Ponzi scheme to collapse because more money had to go out than he actually had in the bank because everyone was asking for their money back. And only then, that's the scariest part of the story.
Yeah. I mean, if that hadn't happened, would he have ever gotten caught?
I think not. And that's the scary part of the story because the SEC regulation that should have caught him, there was such a regulatory failure that it's actually mind-boggling. And we detail that in the show. You know, there was a whistleblower from a competing hedge fund who just knew. He was a mathematician named Harry Markopoulos, and he just knew what Bernie was doing had to be fraudulent because there were so many obvious red flags. And he went to the SEC five times over 8 years with voluminous reports.
Wow.
Explaining why the SEC should look into it. And the SEC completely ignored him. Because Bernie's method of operation was that he had built up this reputation for himself because he had a legitimate business. He was what's called a market maker, which is the middleman in stock transactions. So he had built up a legitimate business over the years and also was one of the people who helped democratize trading by popularizing electronic trading. Basically, the NASDAQ market today grew out of a lot of opaque, uncoordinated, independent dealers that all came together, became one market. And so he actually did a lot of good in terms of the evolution of Wall Street.
Right.
And so hid behind that reputation and on the side had this illegal investment advisory firm where he took customer money, did not invest it, and use that money to pay out people who were redeeming money. But he always had more money coming in than going out because he created this incredible mystique that, you know, his fund was closed and he'd be doing you a favor by taking your money. And so people were, you know,
yeah,
tripping over themselves to give him money.
Yeah, this is so fascinating. We're talking to Joe Berlinger here on the National Defense, the new docuseries on Netflix that starts streaming today about Bernie Madoff, the monster of Wall Street. And these are not the people that invested with Bernie. these aren't dumb people, are they? I mean, there were some really very high profile individuals, but a lot of these were financial people themselves, right?
Yeah, well, he had two levels of victims, which the show kind of details. There were basically regular people who don't have financial sophistication, and they hire other people to manage their money. And those money managers that the regular investor gave money to manage, their strategy was to invest it in Bernie. So the end customer, you know, the mom and pop who's giving money to what was called a feeder fund, those people had no sophistication and knowledge. And you know, we have tremendous sympathy for those people. The people in the middle, these so-called feeder funds who were taking other people's money and then handing it to Bernie as part of their strategy to invest, those are the people who should have known better, because they have a fiduciary responsibility to their clients to know what they're investing in.
Right.
And the most basic due diligence was not done. And the reason it was not done is that Bernie offered them outrageous fees to bring their money, their customer money, to him instead of their hedge funds.
Okay.
You know, he actually gave them double the fees that other hedge funds normally pay to bring investment to them. And so because these guys were making so much money, the standard hedge fund fee is called 2 and 20. You get 2% of the total assets and 20% of the gains. So these guys were making double the amount that they normally make. And from that desire to make money, they chose to look the other way with some obvious red flags.
And that, and by doubling the fees, that also promotes the notion that that this guy is doing very well, right?
Exactly.
You shouldn't invest with this. Man, I remember when all of this went down for Bernie, that he and his wife, Ruth, attempted suicide, right?
You know, we actually don't go into that in so much detail in the show, because I'm not sure. I came to the conclusion it was a half-hearted suicide attempt.
Okay.
It's a nice moment in Wizard of Lies.
Right.
If you really want to kill yourself, there's a way.
Yeah. Well, true. Yeah. But I mean, you talk to so many.
I think it was a small cry for help.
Well, probably true. But you kind of dig into this with whistleblowers and employees and investigators and some of the video depositions of Bernie himself, right?
Yeah. One of the great things to me about the show is that we uncovered these video depositions that he gave in 2016 that have never been seen before. So we hear directly from Madoff himself, and it's quite an insight. These tapes, these deposition tapes were part of a lawsuit. There was a whole series of victim lawsuits against the trustee. There was a Madoff trustee who was involved with or tasked with liquidating whatever assets there was and clawing back money from so-called net winners, because some people took more money out than they put in at the end of the day. And there was a whole process, a whole clawback process of clawing money back and giving the taking money from net winners and giving it to net losers, a very ugly but necessary process. But that's where those depositions came from. And it just provides a unique insight into this sociopath. And you know, he's been, you know, people have said he, you know, have tried to ascribe positive traits to him. You know, for example, he went to jail. He admitted his guilt and wanted to spare his family, so he pled guilty. To me, that's all BS. I think he pled guilty and went to jail because he wanted to get off the streets. Because when you lose that much money,
right.
People are out for you. And in particular, I think there was some dirty money in some of those offshore hedge funds that were investing in him, you know, Russian mob money, drug cartel money. So, you know, but when you listen to these tapes, you really get an insight into the mind of a psychopath. And, you know, I've done, my last couple of shows have been about literal serial killers. I've done Jeffrey Dahmer and
Ted Bundy.
John Wayne Gacy, Ted Bundy. And it's amazing the similar characteristics that you know, a Bundy and a Gacy have with a Bernie. You know, first and foremost is a lack of empathy. I mean, you can't have empathy for a fellow human being if you're a serial killer, obviously, because you're doing terrible things to people. But Bernie also did horrible things to people. You can't look a widow in the eye and take all her money and know that, you know, the end is not going to be good.
Right.
And have empathy towards a human being. He also, in these tapes, we see him blaming his victims, literally blaming his victims' greed for why the hedge fund was perpetrated. And that's very much like, you know, Bundy and Gacy famously blamed their victims for putting themselves in a position to cause them to be killed. You really get an insight into just what kind of a psychopath this guy was, which makes it all the more unbelievable that he created this aura of extreme FOMO if you don't invest with him. Like, he was, you know, he pretended like his fund was closed and he would be doing you a big favor to take your $1 million. And he just created this aura of like, oh, we have to give our money to Bernie, which is one of the, you know, tragedies and lessons that I hope people draw from the show. One of the reasons people got so hurt is it's not like they took, you know, 10% of their money and gave it to Bernie. They took their entire life savings and invested in him. And so that just breaks a fundamental rule of investing that you should always diversify and never have all of your money allocated to one kind of investment.
Right.
And, you know, he wiped people out.
Yeah, well, you got some great reviews for this, certainly. I love what the Daily Beast said. It's a stomach-churning, blood-boiling, definitive account of this infamous financier. And it says it's the feel-bad series with which to ring in the new year. So I cannot wait to see this on Netflix. Joe, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Great job. Great talk to you.
Appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.